With anti-Semitic incidents on the rise in Florida, Jewish day schools are stepping up security with new funding from the state. Governor Rick Scott visited Browser Maimonides Academy in Fort Lauderdale today to highlight the measure. It's one of 35 private Jewish schools in Florida that will share the $650,000 grant in this year's budget. Rabbi Yossi Kastan is head of the school.
We want security for every child in our care. For us, it's a public and non-public school issue. We want to make sure that our students are safe and secure.
But the grant has raised questions about funding schools of one religion over others and over public schools. Howard Simon is executive director of ACLU of Florida.
The Muslim community, Sikhs, a lot of different immigrant communities are also suffering. I don't understand the governor's responding to threats of violence against only one community and not others.
The money will be used for security cameras, bulletproof glass, alarm systems, and security guards. On the subject of schools, during a three-day special session that begins tomorrow, Florida lawmakers will decide whether or not to add $250 million to the state's student funding formula, called the FEFP for short. But a controversial education overhaul bill remains in play. House Bill 7069 expands charter schools in Florida, and critics say it would do that at the expense of traditional public schools. Joanne McCall is the president of the Florida Education Association. She says Governor Rick Scott needs to veto that bill.
If that stays in place and he doesn't veto it, then there's no amount of money that they can put into the FEFP that will offset the damage that House Bill 7069 will do to our public schools.
Nearly every major mainstream education organization has lined up against House Bill 7069. The Broward County Sheriff's Office admits that it made mistakes in its handling of the January 6 mass shooting at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. A BSO report chronicles how the county's aging communication system led to errors during and after accused shooter Esteban Santiago went on the rampage that left five people dead and six others wounded. Sun Sentinel reporter Stephen Hobbs published findings from that report. He says a false alarm 90 minutes after the shooting had both police and civilians running for their lives on the airport tarmac.
Well, what started as, you know, a customs officer possibly hearing gunshots, then got distributed over radio communications as customs officer reporting shots fired, which really put officers on edge. And then as word spread and people started running or sounds from people running, it really heightened a lot of people's panic and concern.
The report found a lack of leadership led to stranded travelers, confused SWAT teams, and witnesses that were held at the crime scene for too long. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel has declined to comment on the report as yet. Virtually all of South Florida has been put on notice that the heavy pelting rain that we've been experiencing for the last few days could lead to flood conditions. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for five Florida counties, including Broward, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, until 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. The heavy rainfall is expected to continue for the rest of the week. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.